Thanks for joining us today. We shall focus on the 5G showcase happening at Putrajaya from April 18th to April 21st. Joining me today, one of the three telcos, big telcos in the country, Maxis, right now. Gokhan Ogut is the CEO designate for Maxis. And congratulations again for the appointment. In a few weeks' time, you're going to be losing that designate title. And you're going to be going on full on CEO of Maxis. And perhaps this is one of the more exciting times to be in the telco industry. After all, 5G is the new big thing that is dawning upon us. Tun Mahathir will be a big feature in the 5G launching. I'd like to touch a little bit about the showcase itself. How is Maxis playing your role in this particular event?
First of all, Ibrahim, thank you very much for inviting me. Yes, you're right, exciting times, both personally, also for the industry. And the 5G showcase is really quite exciting. I first would like to applaud the government for its efforts to accelerate the 5G in Malaysia. And this showcase is one of the first in the Asia-Pacific region by the government to really demonstrate what 5G can do. And I am proud to be a part of this as Maxis. It's an industry-wide effort. All the industry, major industry players, we are starting today till Sunday, showcasing what 5G are going to be bringing to Malaysian people. And as Maxis, we are also taking an important part in this. And once again, we've done in the past for 3G and 4G, Maxis is committed to accelerate 5G in Malaysia and be a leading force behind the change, to just not only to bring 5G, but also the changes that which we can discuss in detail, we are expecting 5G to bring to our lives.
Before we go into the merits of 5G, let's focus on the stakeholders right now. Maxis is partnering with the back-end telco providers. We're talking about Huawei, Ericsson, Nokia, and more. How are the relationship with you guys currently being in terms of rolling out the infrastructure of 5G?
Our journey actually started a couple years ago. We need to go back a couple years ago. We've been testing 5G in lab tests, controlled environments, together with several partners, and we've been evolving our network already for 5G. And lately in March, actually in February 1st, we've announced a MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with Huawei to accelerate our 5G trials, which we've announced this in Barcelona at the Mobile World Congress. And then in March, subsequent to that, we've started our first live trial in Cyberjaya. And it's the first in the country, a live 5G station that will enable us till the end of the year to test both from a technical point of view what 5G can do, and also look at different use cases. And the initial results are quite encouraging. I'm really happy to say that we've seen all the way up to 5 gigabits per second speeds in live test, which is amazing. I mean, this is something that cannot even be imagined in the past, but really is a small example of what 5G can do in terms of speeds, and which is not just limited to speeds. We'll discuss.
Yeah, more. I want to stick on use case, because when I went to CES in Las Vegas earlier this year, one of the use cases that was presented by Verizon at CES was on remote drone flying. The CEO of Verizon was on the stage in Las Vegas. The drone was in LA. Little to no latency. I know there's no such thing as no latency, but very, very low latency. There's also use cases of live trials in terms of remote surgery. Those are the, you know, people would associate those kind of use cases with 5G. But with Malaysia, what kind of use case would be practical for us? Because I can't imagine us having the need to do, you know, remote surgery. There will be cases where Malaysians would want to have 5G use case applications to be familiar. Now, what would be those kind of use cases?
Let's take it in two ways. One, let's start with the use cases. As we're doing today in the showcase, there are actually eight areas as industry we think that 5G will impact. From automotive active to agriculture, education, healthcare, media, manufacturing, smart city, and public safety. And in each of these vectors, similar to what you mentioned, for example, in health, the remote surgery is one area. In entertainment, for example, because of the fast speeds and capacity, 8K TVs for entertainment, virtual reality, 360-degree applications for consumers. What's really exciting is also on the public safety and smart cities, which we are actually demonstrating in the showcase. Because of certain qualities of 5G, not just speed, but latency, for example, you were able to say, we will be able to have a different communication. The holo presence that we're demonstrating in the showcase is a good example of that. Without that latency, it's a real time communication with people very far away from you, but still having this presence almost like we're in the same room. That 5G will be bringing the same moment and the same location to this one single singularity, let's say.
Yeah.
And on the smart city part, we expect a lot of use cases, especially because of the capability of 5G to connect millions of devices, millions of things at one base station. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're demonstrating also because of the IoT smart sensors, how cities will be smarter. And because of, again, the latency, how robots operated by people far away from the robot will be able to, for example, check out suspicious packages in a city's crowded city situation. So all these things are good use cases, I think.
And of course, the public can have access to viewing all these showcases in Putrajaya as the days progress. There's also this element of driverless cars or cars that can talk to each other, cars that can talk to the town council, mm-hmm. V2X, as they call it, vehicle to everything. But all this can only be enabled if 5G is already kick-started. Do you think that this will, you know, we'll enter a new world where 5G is going to enable us to do much more than what we can today?
I am really excited. Also, as Maxis, we are excited because I think 5G will bring more than what we can imagine right now, similar to what happened with 4G. Yes, we are expecting and we're trying different use cases, but I'm sure there will be really exciting changes in terms of both infrastructure and smart solutions that will really change the way we communicate. That's why we are really excited, actually.
All right, we'll take a mm-hmm. short break. When we come back, we'll discuss about the maturity of 4G and whether or not 5G will take that long to mature. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for staying on with us. I have Gokhan Ogut, the Maxis CEO designate, who will eventually become the proper CEO, I guess. I guess improper CEO right
proper.
Now. But the fact that you're going to be anointed as... Yeah. We'll go with this. But the fact that you're going to be anointed as the full CEO for Maxis is defined as the moving forward plan for Maxis right now. You have a Max plan that you've launched where you will see a 10 billion ringgit increase in terms of service revenue by 2023. You also have announced that you're moving, not just you, Maxis moving from being a consumer-centric and mobile-centric company to being a leading converged communications company and a digital services company. Could you elaborate on the switch?
Sure. In February, together with our 2018 results announcement, we've announced our new vision and ambition and plan for the next 5 years. Given what's happening around the world and in Malaysia, Maxis being the best mobile operator, we believe it's the right time to move into new areas and to really take this great mobile company and transform it into the leading converged solutions company in 5 years. What does it mean? It means going beyond connectivity. It means going beyond mobile connectivity into fixed area, going into convergence, and on top of converged connectivity, offering solutions to both our consumers and enterprises. And our commitment over the next 5 years is to complete this transformation and move our service revenue from around 8 billion in 2018 to 10 billion ringgit in 2023. And the way we will achieve this is we see still growth opportunities in our core mobile area, especially behind the pre to post migration, more and more Malaysians taking a postpaid line than prepaid, really leading the convergence in Malaysia, making sure that every single home in Malaysia is also connected to fiber, and our customers are using fiber and mobile lines together, a seamless connectivity both at home and outside home. Complementing this with solutions, solutions for homes, anywhere, anything from entertainment to security solutions, and really making sure that in the third piece, we offer these solutions and connectivity to our enterprise customers. We also see an opportunity in Malaysia to equip Malaysian businesses, both small businesses, large businesses, corporations and governments, equipping them with connectivity, but on top of connectivity, solutions starting with security, managed services, cloud and IoT.
You, of course, draw your experience from your time in Vodafone, mm-hmm. as well as other FMCG companies, including P&G. These are very consumer-driven companies. Do you think that these kind of experiences lend weight into how you want to shape Maxis moving forward?
Yes, in both ways. First of all, my experience with one of the leading telcos around the world, I have seen that transition from a mobile-only company to a converged solutions, actually the leading fixed and converged operator in Europe. That will definitely help us. There are learnings what to do and what not to do in that journey that I'm bringing in. And of course, the consumer centricity. You mentioned our Max plan. The A in our Max plan is achieving unmatched personalized experience. Mm. That starts with really a strong focus on customer and customer centricity, and making sure that all the decisions in Maxis are made starting with the customer in mind and towards making sure this satisfaction is unmatched.
My worry, well, I guess it's not my worry. I just want to raise this particular concern, right? Your plan for 2023, it straddles between a big change in the middle of that 2023 plan, which is from 4G to 5G. Is this imputed into your five-year plan, or will this be a major disruption into how you want to prepare your business plans moving forward? I'm talking about pure business projections here.
It is actually, 5G is actually going to help this plan, contrary to what we think. As we discussed, we've already started investing in 5G, okay? And 5G, as we're talking more and more, is about changing the way we do business, how it will impact our corporations, enterprises, governments, cities, which will be a big part of our enterprise exponential growth ambition. 5G will only accelerate this plan.
But of course, capital injection is going to be huge for you guys. This is an infrastructure build up from the ground up. My conversation with AWS in Singapore during the AWS Summit last week focused predominantly on how much corporates are willing to invest in order for them to get there. And it's not for a lack of corporates unaware of the uptake, it's whether or not corporates can bear the dear cost of upgrading. Is Maxis willing to invest?
I don't think we're ready to discuss the cost of 5G. A lot of things are still being decided as we speak right now. The evolution part, evolving our network, is already captured in our current plan. And with this commitment to grow our revenue, we've also announced that over the next 3 years, as Maxis, we will be spending 1 billion ringgit more than our usual capex, which is around 1 billion ringgit per year. So we're ready to invest for the preparation of the 5G in terms of fiberization and in terms of network virtualization, and also in terms of investing together with our enterprise customers. A big part of the investment will also be what we spend, to your point, investing with our customers who are willing to embrace these new technologies, network and solutions on top of these technologies.
Okay, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and congratulations. You're still a proper CEO, but congratulations on your appointment as Maxis CEO. I'm pretty sure there's plenty of interesting ideas coming out of Maxis, from which all of us are going to keep a close eye on. I've been speaking to Gokhan Ogut, the Maxis CEO, regarding the 5G showcase, which is currently happening in Putrajaya from April the 18th until April 21st. We invite the public to visit the showcase. They have everything on offer there, from use case, test case scenarios, as well as real 5G speeds, currently on trial. This is part of the government's effort to introduce the 5G knowledge into the public domain. That's it from me for this particular episode. Until next time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.